Speaking about the local church for some time.
Efa tanatin'ny fotoana maromaro tsika miresaka foana momba ny atao hoe fiangonana, fiangonana anankiray.
Because understanding what the church is important.
Satria ny fahafantarana na fahatakarana hoe inona moa ny atao hoe fiangonana dia tena zava-dehibe.
Questions like why do we do what we do the way we do it?
Ny fantanina takon'ny zao hoe inona ny antony anaovantsika, maninona ny ataontsika ohatran'izany ny fomba fanaovana anazy.
Those are important questions. To have a mind that wants to understand why things are a certain way. It's not rebellion, it's actually important. Because we should carry convictions. We should know what we believe. And know why we believe it. Because one day it will be put to the test. And your pastor won't be there. To watch to see if you pass or fail. When Jesus was tested, he was out alone in the wilderness. You see, the time of testing of our faith doesn't happen on a Sunday morning. It happens during the week sometimes. When you're out in the world with all of its difficulties. And it's then that you have to know what you believe. And why you believe it. And the same applies to our theology of the church. There are reasons for it. And they must be biblical. Because it's the biblical truth that forms the foundation for our
lives.
Man-made stuff doesn't actually get you very far. We want authentic church. The way God desires it to be. And man historically has added a whole lot of stuff to the church. It's not really in the Bible, it's just man-made stuff. And so we come to see church a certain way. But it's not always the way the Bible describes it. Or the way God sees it. You know, while we were worshipping this morning, we sang a song that has been sung many times. And then I thought of how I've visited some other churches in Tana. And there are songs that we sing that I remember singing the first time I came to Madagascar. Which was at least 2004 or so. That's 7 years ago. And it's exactly the same song. And I get concerned at times. You can sing the same old song. As long as it still ignites a fire in your spirit. As long as it's alive. But sometimes we don't even notice when the life slips away. And we just go through the motions like robots. Singing the same words. But not feeling it in our hearts anymore. And so we also sang some newer songs this morning. We sang songs that were only written in the last year. Maybe songs that no one sings anywhere else in Madagascar. And that I want to commend you for doing. I want to say that heart to do something new should never be lost. And the older we get, the easier it is to become comfortable with what we know. And just to like the old songs. And find some of the new things stretching us and uncomfortable for us. So I
want
to commend the older folk for being willing to sing new songs with passion. Why? Because we must keep our relationship fresh. God is real and personal. And so there should be always be a freshness and a newness within our relationship. And we express it to God with new words and new songs. So if 50 years from now, we're still singing what was a new song now, but it's dead and the life is gone, then we've failed as a church. In order for the church to be alive, it must keep moving with the life of God. And if this church dies, there could still be 1,000 people standing here singing old songs and cold hearts. Then we're dead. Someone should just bulldoze the building and tell us to go back and find another place. You see, your loyalty is not to Tana City Church. It's to Jesus. He is the way, the truth, and the life. And we come to Him to find life. And this local church must be alive and facilitate encounters with God. Our worship must make it possible for you to connect with God. Our preaching must bring fresh revelation. Otherwise, we're playing religious games and we're actually dead. And if we get to that place, then I hope you had left already and found a church where there is the life of God. You see, a shepherd, I am a pastor or a shepherd, I am an under shepherd. I only serve under Jesus. Jesus is the senior shepherd.
Jesus
the chief shepherd. We are just under shepherds. But the shepherd's responsibility is to point people to the shepherd. To take the sheep to green grass that is sweet and fresh and new.
Zaimami vauvau am mainsar.
That's why we want new songs.
Zay matotsy teo mila sitra hira vaovao.
Fresh teaching.
Mila sitra fampianarana vaovao.
Life in the house of God.
Mila sitra fiainana eo amin'ny tranon'Andriamanitra.
So this morning I want to look at Acts 2 verse 41 to 47.
Dia andro marana ijery ao amin'ny asan'ny apostoly toko faharoa andiny faraika amby efapolo an ka hatramin'ny fa fito amby efapolo an.
Can just read through it.
Deva titsika zany. Ary izay nandray tsara ny teniny dia natao batisa. Ary tokony ho telo arivo ny olona vao nanampy isany tamin'izany andro izany. Ary izy ireo naharitra tamin'ny fampianaran'ny apôstôly sy ny fiombonana sy ny famakiana mofo ary ny fivavahana. Dia raiky tahotra ny olona rehetra teo ary fahagagana sy famantarana maro no nataony apôstôly. Ary izay rehetra nino dia niray toerana sady niombonany avokoa ny fananany rehetra. Ary namidy ny taniny sy ny fananany ka nozarainy tamin'izy rehetra araka izay nilainy avy. Ary dia niray saina isan'andro izy ka nazotona keo akihajany tempoly ary namaky mofo tao an-trano ka nihinan-kanina tamin'ny fifaliana sy ny fahatsorapo nideran'Andriamanitra sady nahitafity tamin'ny vahoaka rehetra ary ny olombonjena dia nanampiny tompo isan'andro ho isan'andro.
What we see here is a picture of the early church. In fact, it's the church in its infancy. But what appeals to us is not the infancy of the church, but the innocence of the church. It is fresh and it's new and it's alive. You read about the people, they were living radical lives. How radical are our lives for Jesus? Are we sacrificing our lives? Willing to die for the gospel? Do we know the message that's been entrusted to us? Are we carrying this message as a precious message? Are we excited about meeting together? Are we giving to people in need? Worshipping together with all our hearts, breaking bread and drinking the grape juice, not as a dead old religious practice, but with the real sense that Jesus bled and died for us. That is not grape juice to me. That is Jesus' blood shed for me. The symbolism must be alive. It must never become stale. We must not allow this thing to become old. And that's what's so beautiful about this passage of Scripture. It shows people who have just come into their salvation. Newly saved. Passionate for Jesus. Hungry for the word of God. Quick to obey. Getting baptized. Like today we are going to baptize some people. And if you haven't been baptized, be baptized. We're not playing games. We are pressing into the life of God. And this local church, our desire as a leadership is that we keep moving towards God. And the verse I want to pick up on this morning is verse 42. Just the first part. They devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching. Three things are important here. What you believe. They were devoted to the apostles' teaching. The other thing that's important is where you got your beliefs. They got their beliefs from the apostles. The teaching from the apostles. And the third thing, are you devoted? Have you devoted yourself to this teaching? And I want to show you how the life in the early church was based upon certain things. And one of the big foundations was the gospel. The apostles' teaching. I mean, you have to think, what was this teaching? Well, the apostles had met with Jesus. They had walked with him. They'd seen his miracles. They'd heard him speak about the kingdom of God. And they'd begun to understand that he came to die. Because they'd saw him crucified. And they had seen him risen again. And now the apostles began to preach the gospel. This was their primary teaching. It was the gospel. We as a local church must hold the gospel dear. When a church stops preaching the gospel, it starts dying. The day we lose sight of the gospel is the day we start drifting away from the central truth. A church that stops preaching the gospel is on its way to a slow death. Now, what I love about this passage is the innocence. Because 2,000 years later, when I look at the church, I see loads and loads of man stuff. Special ceremonies.
Manaraka ceremony manukan.
Special emblems and symbols. Rituals and rites and catechisms. All kinds of things that this church wasn't obsessed about. But it gets worse. I see politics getting involved in the church and the church getting involved in politics that has nothing to do with the gospel. And you see people becoming more interested in power and influence. Far more interested in their position forgetting that they called to serve and lay their lives down for the gospel. And it's a tragedy because the picture that the world sees of the church is false. It's blurred and contaminated. It's been muddied by men with their own ambitions. Men who put themselves on a pedestal. And then they try to gather and build their own empire.
Manukan.
And so they tell people things that are not true. The sad part about the church today is the leaders who have their own agenda and want to control their people to serve their own ends, to look like powerful or influential men. And they're not feeding the truth to the people. They keep the people occupied with all kinds of religious activities. But the grass that they give is dead grass. It's a tragedy. We as a church must prioritize the gospel. And as I said, if we drift away and start playing games that involve positions of power and influence, then please leave and find a church where there is the life of God. You see, these early church believers were hungry for the truth. They were devoted to the apostles' teaching. It wasn't a loyalty to man. And it wasn't a loyalty to an organization or a denomination. They were devoted to the truth. The message that was entrusted to the church. And so we see Paul, an apostle, specifically challenging people. From 1 Corinthians chapter 1 all the way through to chapter 3. Paul says to the people, you say, I follow Paul, I follow Apollos, I follow Cephas.
The
really spiritual, I follow Jesus. But Paul's making a very good point. He says, what is Paul? What is Apollos? It is Christ. The gospel that we are devoted to. It's the apostles' teaching, not the apostle. So we will never build this church around one big name. Not the name of a denomination. Not the name of this church. Not the name of Kim or Tanteraka. Because that is not what we devoted to. We are devoted to the apostles' teaching. The same truth that brought life into the earliest church is the same truth that will bring life into us. It's the gospel and all of its implications. The gospel in the fullness of that message. Is there leadership in the church? Yes. There is leadership. From start to finish, God works with leaders. And today, we see that like the New Testament church, there are elders and deacons. We must never cast off leadership.
When
I say if this church dies, leave. I'm saying go and find another church. That's healthy. Under leadership. So though we don't worship the leaders, we gather together under leadership. And so we find there are elders and deacons in a local church. And we have other gifts. Ephesians 4 mentions them. Apostles and prophets, evangelists, and pastors and teachers given to help mature the church. And these gifts still exist in the church. These apostles in Ephesians 4 are different from the apostles that Jesus appointed. They're different in that they didn't see the risen Lord. But they're the same in that they are guardians of the gospel. Men sent with a message. And we as a local church have relationship with apostolic men. And they help us so that we as elders can better understand the gospel. And so that we are able to better lead and feed this local church. But we don't put up pictures of those men. The big apostle Peter Howard Brown. Well, he is big, isn't he? Those of you that have seen him, he's quite a... But we don't hear a worship. Because our devotion is to the apostles' teaching. One man plants. Another man waters. It's God who produces the growth. So this morning, my encouragement is that we as the people of God ask serious questions about what we believe, that we care about how the church is governed, and that we learn that there is a biblical pattern. And that puts the gospel at the center. That pattern prioritizes the gospel. That our responsibility as a church is to carry the gospel. Because if we carry it well, we will show that it has changed our lives in how we love one another. We will carry a concern for the lost. And knowing that we carry the gospel faithfully, we will gather others in. Inviting friends and family to come. And to hear this message that the church is entrusted with. Knowing that the life of God is in our midst. Knowing that if we invite someone to come, that they will receive something from heaven
that
can nourish their souls,
that
there's green grass and fresh water, that there are new songs in worship, that there are smiling faces full of the love of God.
And
there are people that are passionate for Jesus. That's what it means to be on the right foundation. This family is alive. And we want to bring others to the life. And the life is Jesus. And this is vitally important. They devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching. We as a church must carry the ultimate commitment to the Word of God. A commitment to the truth. It's far greater than a commitment to a man or a movement. I might die tomorrow. I hope not. I hope I have years to see my grandchildren. But apostles, they're not alive, those ones that we read about in the Bible. Not on earth, they're alive in heaven with Jesus. We're devoted to the truth. Because people come and go. The Word of God stands firm forever. So as a local church, I'm making an appeal to you this morning that you personally will devote yourself to the apostles' teaching. I don't mean a modern day apostle and a modern day teaching. I mean the truth of the Word of God that has been passed down through the ages. The gospel and all that we have learned from the apostles and from the
Bible.
Because that stands forever. The Word of God will remain forever. And it's that truth that sets people free. As a church, we must commit to honor the Word of God above the ways of man. The Word of God remains long, long after we are gone. To be a healthy church, like this innocent New Testament church, to have that life, we must be sincere in our pursuit of the truth. The word is be devoted. They devoted themselves. I can't devote you. You have to devote yourself. You have to decide that the Word of God is a high priority in your
life.
And our commitment as leaders we commit to prioritize the Word of God in this
church.
The message that has been entrusted to us. That's why I wouldn't stop at 1:30. Because I had to make this point. We as a local church will be devoted to the gospel. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, please cause us never to stop hungering for you.
Tena mangataka ako ampiri zay tsy janana mitsy no hoe tsy honona ny teninao.
We want to learn more about you.
Te hianatra bebe kokoa ny momba anao izahay.
We also want to experience more of you.
Ary te ihany koa tsapa bebe kokoa avy aminao.
Lord, we know that'll only happen if we devote ourselves to you.
Ary fantatray mitrany izany Jesosy rehefa ianao rery ihany no anolorana ny tenanay sy anokananay teny.
And to your word.
Are you one thing now?
And so this morning as a church, Lord.
Kunu izany amin'ny maranty amin'ny fiangonana anay tompo.
Your church.
Amin'ny fiangonanao izahay.
We give ourselves to your word and your truth.
De manolotra ny tenanay izahay one thing now, one fahamarinanao.
And we say, Lord, we will not settle for less.
Ary miteny izay tompo tsy te ionona fotsiny amin'ny zavatra kely izahay.
And we treasure the gospel.
Fanfilazantsara no ataonay ambony indrindra.
And we want to bring others too.
Ary te hitondra ny hafa ihany koa izahay.
To a place which is full of your life.
Eo amin'ny toerana izay feno ny fiainanao sy feno ny fahamarinana.
In Jesus' name.
Amin'ny anaran'i Jesosy.
Amen.
Amen.